Survival International said the harassment, intimidation, and arrest of Bushmen for hunting has been on the rise in recent months, leaving the group with few alternatives to renewed legal action. Rachel Stenham is a spokesperson for Survival International in London.
The Bushmen have unfortunately been forced into a position where they're now taking the Botswana government back to court. This will be the third court case against the government. And the reason for this is that the Bushmen, despite having won a landmark court case in 2006, allowing them to return to their ancestral land in an area called the Central Kalahari Game Reserve in central Botswana. Since that time, the government has made their lives increasingly difficult and refused them entry into the reserve.
Stenham said many of the Bushmen remained on the reserve, though others have been forcibly evicted. She said they were overjoyed when they won the court case in 2006. They thought they would be able to freely travel in and out of the reserve for needed supplies or to go to school or collect water. There are no supplies on the reserve and only one borehole, so their ability to leave and return to the reserve is essential.
So many of the Bushmen who take these permits feel afraid to stay inside the reserve for fear that they will be either taken out of the reserve by force or the next time they try to go back into the reserve, they will not be allowed to go back in to see their families. So there's a sort of feeling of frustration and also fear amongst the Bushmen.
There are also members of the Special Support Group, SSGs, who are the paramilitary police patrolling the preserve, looking for people engaged in what the government says is illegal hunting. Several Bushmen have been arrested for using traditional methods to hunt for game that they need for survival. Some have even been fined or taken to court. One Bushman named Jumanda Gakalelabone told VOA he is constantly being harassed by the government.
If you talk about somebody's ancestral land, we talk about his life, we talk about his dignity, we talk about his origin. So for not having access to your ancestral land, to my ancestral land, have really made me to be sad, because as a Bushman, that land was my life. That land was my healing. That land was my origin. That land was everything.
Gakalelabone said he hopes this time the government will uphold the decision of the court.
As I believe, to my own knowledge, I think the result is going to be positive, because in 2006 the ruling was been made by the Court of Appeal that we have access to go and stay in that land, as we have got constitutional rights and we have legally occupied that land. So to me, I think going back is just trying to make the court itself to make it clear to the government that that land belongs to us.
Rachel Stenham of Survival International said the government's continued denial of access to the CKGR is making life very hard for the Bushmen.
They don't have very much water. It's a very dry period. They're not being allowed to hunt, and game is basically the main food that the Bushmen totally rely on. And also they're being refused access to go in and out of the reserve. So it's extremely disappointing.
Survival International says battles over the Bushmen's land began in 1990. That's when Botswana was reported to have started forcibly removing them from the area, and a report by National Geographic said the government claimed it wanted to ensure the integrity of the land as a nature reserve while integrating the Bushmen into the country's society.
In the past, the government has used the excuse that the Bushmen living inside the reserve is not compatible with the wildlife. And the CKGR, the Central Kalahari Game Reserve, is an area that is a protected area for the wildlife, as well as being the ancestral land of the Bushmen. However, there is this huge diamond mine that's currently being constructed by Gem Diamonds. Survival has always said that there are diamonds in the reserve, and that must be one of the main reasons why the government just doesn't want anybody living there.
On the other hand, Stenham said the government has denied that diamonds are the reason for removing the Bushmen. However, Stenham said it seems clear that Survival International was right, because she said there have been a lot of diamonds found underground in the area. The Voice of America has attempted to speak with Botswana's government for this story, but to date they have not responded to our requests. In the meantime, the plight of the Bushmen continues as they struggle to live in peace at the Central Kalahari Game Reserve. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.